right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield got killed. Then he's led to a fight, and the duelist dudes, and the red and the white, and the blue come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
At last. Yes! Finally.
I know. It's so good to just finally have that done so we can know who it is and just move on. Now we can wait.
The trials and tribulations of being a geek and waiting for casting to drop.
Well, you know, before we get into all that, let's say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 185, Cap Flames On. And we have a lot to talk about this week. So
we do.
Right before we get into the news, we want to let you know, as we've been letting you know for the last couple of weeks, we are in the midst of the Big Kev Begathon 2010, where we're asking the listeners to go over to the website, bigkevsgeekstuff.com, and find on the right side towards the top-ish a donate button where you can make a small donation or a large one. To the show, which will go towards repairing, rejuvenating, and in some cases replacing some of the equipment we use to bring you Big Kev's Geek Stuff each and every week. Now, we didn't want to get to the point where we had to ask the listeners, but we're there now. So we're asking people to go ahead over and do that, and we're certainly very thankful. We'd like to be able to keep bringing you the show. And we need to repair some of this equipment. Some people have noticed some sound issues and other things, and these are all caused by the fact that our stuff is, well, being held together with tape and old gum in some cases, and we really, really need your help. So now, Begathon aside, let's roll right into the news because we do have a lot to talk about today.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
So, we have the casting.
Yes.
Cap.
Captain America.
Is the Human Torch.
Yes.
It's Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
He has been picked, selected, chosen. He's the man behind the shield.
Uh-huh.
Not shield.
Shield. A little awkward.
Yes and no. I'm kind of okay with it.
I'm kind of okay with it, too, but I can see the criticisms coming.
Well, there are two. There are two strong criticisms out there. Well, no, I shouldn't say strong. There are two opinions
okay.
that people are strongly backing out there thus far. One of which I I think is a bunch of poppycock.
Okay.
And one of which I could kind of understand, and I have to admit that I'm skeptical.
Let's deal with the poppycock first.
Cap can't be. Chris Evans can't be Cap because Chris Evans was a human torch.
Okay, let's put this to rest right now. The Fantastic Four movies that starred Chris Evans, who we liked.
Excellently as the human torch.
Ian Grufford, who I'd say was probably the second best cast right? after Chris Evans.
And the other two.
And Michael Chiklis, batter dipped Michael Chiklis as the thing.
Right.
And Jessica Alba as the Invisible Girl.
Give me that flay of thing.
Yeah.
Give me that thing.
Exactly. Those movies are done. They're right. finished. They're not going to make any more. It's over. That universe now exists in two films, which are hopefully in your DVD collection, because I think they're both pretty good flicks.
And you could probably get them for like $6 a
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, really, really
so
cheap
just
these
get them.
Days. And the point is that they're over. So you can't hold them, those actors, from appearing in other films within the continuity. And I love the fact that I'm able to use the word continuity with Marvel.
Well,
Marvel
films,
anyway.
Well, the films have continuity,
yes,
sort of.
You cannot do it. It doesn't exist. It's like the X-Men. They do not exist in the Marvel films universe.
Correct.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
And probably never. But the point is...
Know.
Is you have to let it go. That's
right.
just it. Chris Evans has been cast. Embrace him as Cap, and that's it. And I bet you the other criticism has something to do with the fact that he's kind of a smartass in most of his films.
Yeah, Chris Evans, I mean, most people, I think most people within our community, at the minimum, know him as the Torch, right? Where he was snarky,
right.
witty,
sarcastic,
kind of a prick.
Right. Came from also another, not another teen movie.
Which is the best of those types of movies. I just want to say that.
Absolutely. The parody type movies,
yep.
really was. And he was the lead in that. And
right. He was the lead man, yeah.
Beautiful timing, beautiful character. Just a great film overall. But snarky, sarcastic, funny comedy thing. No room for that in Cap.
Right. But I have been offered two films in which people say, well, maybe there's some, redemption and roles are a little less serious. Da, 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 da.
Oh?
One of which is Sunshine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And the other is Push.
Okay. I haven't seen Push. I own Push, but I haven't seen it. But I own Sunshine and I saw Sunshine in the theater.
Right.
So I can comment on that. And the answer is, yeah, okay, I can see that. Not without its moments, but, you know, that's fine. But, yeah, I can see based on that he probably – and he did some terrible other movie where it was Cellular.
Cellular.
Where it was kind of serious, kind of
right.
funny.
Look,
so,
you know, this is the opportunity to show that he's not just that guy.
Versatile.
And obviously someone has faith in the dude because – the laundry list of people that have been thrown around for this role.
Right.
Someone clearly, he did something to someone to convince them that he was the right person for this role. Maybe that's what he did.
Listen, as recently as last week, for you listeners, episode 184.
Right.
Channing Tatum was
right.
was in the lead running
and
for
Ryan
this movie.
Ryan Philippe the week before that.
Yeah.
John Krasinski the week before
yeah,
that. I mean
there's
it's been
a ton of people
yeah.
they've been bandying about, and to end on Chris Evans I think is a good note.
Yeah, I think it's an okay. I'm okay with it.
Right.
I really am okay with it. I mean, I'm not saying I love it. I'm not doing backflips, but I'm okay with it, and I do want to see it go through.
And this is a summer 2011 release?
That's what we're saying.
So that's next summer, not the one coming. But
let's talk about his contract.
Okay.
Nine pictures.
Nine
That's
pictures.
That's the deal. Nine pictures.
Now, are these full-out pictures, or are they nine appearances
well,
in Marvel films?
They say not. They say, the wording that I saw was that he is contracted to appear as Captain America in nine films.
So is Sam Jackson.
Right, exactly.
Contracted to appear as Nick Fury in nine films. But so far, he's appeared in two of them for 9 seconds.
Right. So, but what I've heard was three Caps, three Avengers, three unnamed. So the unnameds have to be like Iron Man 3, Thor, and something else, Ant-Man, or whatever else they're going to pull out of their pocket.
Right.
It's got to be something like that where he has cameos and they're going to really use him to further weave this story together. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think at this point it's probably too late for Iron Man 2. Although you never know.
No. I think I'll stand by what I said last time. And what I said last time with regards to whatever the special thing is going to be about Iron Man 2 that leads into the wider Marvel Films universe.
Right.
Which is what we're calling it. It's the Marvel Films universe.
Right.
Versus simply just Marvel characters appearing in films. Because everybody has done Marvel films now, but have not had a continuity between them. So,
right.
Which is fine. I think in Iron Man 2, they're going to expand on that whole more than 5 seconds thing at the end of the movie that kind of brings it to the next film, because they're beyond that now. They're certainly beyond that because of Tony Stark's appearance in the Hulk movie.
Right.
And I think they have to take a much larger step towards an Avengers movie in Iron Man 2. That said, will that have something to do with Cap? It might, but I seem to think it would probably, or somewhere in that picture, there has to be more of a, somehow, I don't want to say a lead in because that would be inappropriate, but let's call it, there has to be some illusion or something to whatever the next Marvel film franchise is, which is Thor.
Which is Thor. Exactly. So, I agree that we're likely to see something Thor related.
I think it could be Cap or Thor, but I think it's likely. I think it would make more sense if it was Thor.
So there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Sticking with Marvel films.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Did we say that was Cap is a 2011 release?
Yeah, we said June 2011.
When's Thor?
Or July 2011.
We didn't say that.
We said it was 2011. We said summer of 2011.
Okay, you think it's going to be July 4th?
Yeah, of course.
I think it should
that,
be.
That July 4th, traditionally a very big movie weekend.
But that could be Harry Potter.
Oh,
no, that's...
No,
it's, oh, that, yeah. That,
no, that's... no, Harry Potter... Harry Potter's like a Thanksgiving weekend release. It's like, it's normally fall. Potter is
one of them, but then they, one of them is fall, one of them is summer.
But I think this one is maybe, but I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that Warner Brothers is going to try to go up to against Cap in the same weekend, or what? Fox.
They'd
is gonna
slaughter them.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I do.
Yeah, I guess. I think it would be a mistake to go up against each other.
Right. So that's why I'm wondering what do you think? Scheduling aside, I say we're seeing a teaser by Christmas.
Yeah, teaser by Christmas, full trailer by April. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Or March, maybe.
Well, and is Thor a winter release?
I think Thor is like December of this year.
Huh.
I believe Thor is December of this year.
Okay.
So there it is. All right. Sticking with Marvel.
Yeah.
X-Men.
Uh-huh.
After we recorded last week's show.
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class.
Or... is that what it is, First Class?
It is First Class. Okay. It's not X-Men 4. It's X-Men First Class.
They have a book with that name, by the by.
After we recorded last week's show, but before this week's show, Bryan Singer tap danced his way into the role of director and then shuffled his way right back out.
Yeah.
And into his spot slid one Louis Leterrier.
Oh, Leterrier. Now, we know Louis Leterrier from Clash of the Titans, which is out now.
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk, which was really, really good.
Right.
So he's got at least two solid pieces under his...
Absolutely.
Transporter 2 was him,
Transporter
too,
2, and he worked on Transporter 1. He was artistic director on Transporter 1.
Well,
I
that's
believe.
Interesting. But so he's very good. Look, let's just say this about Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer shit the bed the day he put his name on that star Superman contract and left X3 in the grubby, dirty, stinking hands of the rat, Brett Ratner.
Yeah, he smeared his own name through the shit pile.
He ruined the X franchise. Ruined it. Because he allowed X3 to be made, which somehow allowed Wolverine to be made.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, so it's all bad, kids. It's all bad. You got to learn something from this, and that is, if you do two movies in a franchise, you don't go to the other side and then do a movie.
Yeah, and
this would be like Chris Nolan, if I could just interrupt you. This would be like Chris Nolan going, you know what? I'm not going to do Batman 3. I'm going to let
Spider-Man.
Brett Ratner do it, and I'm going to do the Spider-Man reboot. Yeah.
Well, you know, you bring up Nolan, which is great because, you know, fucking Singer didn't even produce with Superman, and he was yanked right off of that project. And Nolan and his brother are the ones that are stepping in to reboot the Superman franchise.
Exactly.
Well, with all this talk about, you know, Singer and Nolan, Batman, Superman, we might as well stick along with the DC, right? Okay. We did Marvel, we go into DC.
All right.
So Warner Brothers has now announced that with the impending end of the Harry Potter franchise, their main focus for tentpole movies is going to be DC-related properties.
Yes.
So Green Lantern is filming already. Jonah Hex is right around the corner.
Right.
Is done and getting ready to be released.
Right.
Superman is getting rebooted.
Ugh.
There's a script for The Flash.
Right.
Batman 3 was announced.
Last of the Nolan films, so, according to him.
So that's, I mean, that's a pretty healthy allotment of of DC movies. I mean, look, you know, if they can slide in and execute all these movies well, if Green Lantern especially is successful,
right?
I mean, it's, you know, that's the big one. Green Lantern has to be successful. If that is successful, I think that they open up their doors to a lot of opportunities.
I guess we'll see. We have to wait and see.
Yes, indeed, Rooney. All right, are you ready? This is a new segment. We're going to have a stinger. That's more than just a sound effect.
No way.
It's the reimagination segment of the week.
Okay.
We have
disappoint me.
We have three things in this category.
Okay.
We have Monster Squad,
which they've been talking about for like 3 or 4 years now.
Right. So a new production company has picked up where the old production company left off.
Never
and they're
get
just
made.
Running with it.
Never going to get made.
All right. Will Smith wants to reimagine Overboard.
Yes, just like he did with the Karate Kid.
Which was the Karate Kid, and then it was the Kung Fu Kid, and then it's back to the Karate Kid.
Is it?
It's back to the Karate Kid.
Oh, I didn't know.
If you watch
that.
The trailer, I'm pretty positive it's the Karate Kid again.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
I thought it was the Kung
It went
Fu.
Back.
Oh, it did.
Back in time.
Interesting.
Jamie Foxx, in all of his infinite wisdom,
uh-huh.
with epic films under his belt, wants to do Laverne and Shirley.
As a movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Just you know what? That is, why don't they just call it Honeymooners 2 and get Cedric the Entertainer? That's a horrible
You know,
idea.
We're going down a dangerous road here.
Yes.
Because every time we talk about Jamie Foxx or Will Smith or Chris Rock, you know, we use Honeymooners 2, and then people are like, how come just because it's a black director, you got to say that it's an urban version of the film?
Because that's what it's going to be.
Because most of the time, that's what you get. I'm sorry if this, you know, maybe this is makes me completely and totally racist, but I have a hard time imagining them doing like two middle-aged white women or young white women in Jamie Foxx's Laverne and Shirley. Like, I just don't see it.
Yeah,
it's nobody like sees it's it. Monique and yeah. some. You know what I mean? Like I'm sorry, I just
probably
don't
will
see
be
it.
Monique and somebody.
So you know, if that makes me racist, then I'm racist.
And look, and that all, and that said, that you're racist. That said, Death at a Funeral, the African American
version,
centric version,
right,
looks really, really funny. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Right.
So we're not saying these films aren't going to be funny. We're just saying that, you know, you have really two ends of the spectrum, and really the low end of the spectrum is the Honeymooners. The high end is potentially Death at a Funeral, but we don't know because it's not out yet.
That is correct.
And we the Overboard know. Remake is just stupid.
It's just silly and ridiculous.
Just dumb.
Warner Brothers, Spy Hunter. Remember this movie? It was going to star
Dwayne
the
Rock
Johnson.
Johnson,
and then it died.
Yep.
Well, apparently they're trying again. I don't know why.
With Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No, not with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I hear this is all brandy spanky new.
Okay.
They're not using any of the older, no casting. No, I don't even think they're using any of the production scripts that they had. This is a new attempt at revamping a film that never made it off the ground to begin with.
I can't wait to see how they do the oil slick.
Blah.
And the smoke. From the classic video game that this movie is based on.
I can't wait to say how much I don't care about this.
Is there any more information or just someone's trying to do it again?
Warner Brothers is developing Spy Hunter.
Blah.
Roy Lee and Dan Lin are producing. And there it is.
Marvel Man returns to Marvel Comics, or via Marvel Comics, they're saying. So basically, Marvel Man, as you may have heard us discuss in the past, is actually the original name for Miracle Man.
Correct.
A comic in the 80s, which is considered by many to be the best comic book ever written. Comic series.
Ever I was going to say, many ongoing. People feel that that is correct.
Right. Now, that said,
I'm confused about this story, by the way.
They switched him to Miracle Man.
Right.
When he came to the U.S.
Right.
Because Marvel sued right. and said, you can't have a character named Marvel Man that we don't own, in essence.
Right.
A comic book character. Now they're switching him back to Marvel Man.
Right.
But apparently, Marvel only owns or only has access to the Mick Anglo Marvel Man stuff, which is the old British stuff from Warrior Magazine.
I thought that was the stuff that Neil Gaiman had.
No, Neil has all the other stuff, including his stuff.
Okay, and then what does Todd have?
Todd says that he owns all of Neil's stuff and all of Alan Moore's stuff, which was from the company, I think it was Eclipse.
If you really want to hear the backstory, go through the Geek Stuff archives and find the episode. We spent an entire episode talking about Marvel Man, Miracle Man, and the craziness thereof.
But in June, Marvel will release Marvel Man Classic Primer Number 1, which will feature interviews with creator Mick Anglo, Neil Gaiman, and other people who's contributed to the character's history over the years. Plus all new pinups by a bunch of guys. And we'll have two covers. One will feature the timeless art of Mick Anglo and another with the new, now iconic rendition of Marvel Man by Marvel in Chief editor Joe Quesada.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's that poster he put out a while back. I'm sure that's what the cover's going to be. And, I'm sure that one will be the collectible, the one that's sought after.
Wow, great. Fantastic.
Yes. Then in July, we will thrill to the debut of Marvel Man Family's Finest, a new ongoing series reprinting Marvel Man's greatest adventures for the first time in the U.S. So, again, what I think that is I think they're reprinting the Warrior stories from Warrior Magazine
right.
in the U.S. I think that's how that's going to work. I don't think it's the Eclipse stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. This story is just, it gets more confusing every time I hear about it.
What made him one of the greatest characters, I think they actually say that in here. We will find out why he is one of the most enduring superheroes of all time. It's because Alan Moore wrote him unbelievably in the 80s.
Right.
Like, fantastically.
Well,
like,
it's Alan Moore.
Amazing. Some of the best writing ever. And those are not the stories that you are right. going to be seeing here,
right.
kids.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, because those are the ones that are still in limbo as to who owns them. As far as I know, they're still in limbo as to who owns them. Which stinks for all of us, because that's the stuff we want. Ugh. Actually, the Joe Quesada cover is the regular, and the variant is the Mick Anglo. At least that's what the press release is saying here. So, yippee-doo-dah. Way to go, Joe.
Sony. Popeye. 3D CGI.
Uh-huh.
It's a franchise they've picked up, and it's something that they're developing now. And Avi Arad is behind it at Sony. And there it is.
Avi Arad is not Sony. Avi Arad is Marvel.
Well, Avi Arad is producing this. So okay. I guess his ties don't lie just with Marvel. Or his work structure doesn't lie just with Marvel.
Unless,
pictures under the Sony banner. Unless, he must have something else to do with Sony.
Unless Marvel owns Popeye.
Does Marvel own Popeye?
No, but Disney owns Marvel. Does Disney own Popeye?
No, Disney does not own Popeye. I'm pretty positive Popeye.
Owned by King Features Syndicate.
Which I think is Universal.
Oh.
I think Universal owns that stuff.
It's interesting.
Which is questionable because then you say, well, why isn't Universal doing something with it? But I don't know. But I think that's Universal. I think. I could be wrong.
Okay.
So there you go. You a Popeye fan? I like Popeye. I even like the movie to a certain degree.
I like the really old black and white cartoons.
I like some of the colorized stuff.
Yeah, no, and
the movie, as
bad,
terrible
I'm
as it was,
saying.
I kind of dug the movie.
No,
also.
I didn't like the movie at all. The 1980 Robin Williams film?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not one lick. It was terrible.
I hope you're ready to dig out old sound bites.
Oh, boy.
Transformers.
Movie!
That's losing his mind.
That's right. We have Transformers news.
Wow. Transformers movie news?
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, that was the stinger, but...
But it was the stinger we played for when the first movie was coming out. And then the second was very
They're
going
to do another one after it won the Razzie for Worst Picture of the Year?
Yeah, but it made money. They've cast, and I say Michael Bay, has cast John Malkovich and Frances McDormand. The star in Transformers 3. Now, I don't know in what capacity.
Okay.
They also got Ken Jeong. Do you know who Ken Jeong is? Have you seen The Hangover or Role Models?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
The Asian guy in both of those films?
Right.
Yeah. Those three guys coming on board for Transformers 3.
Will there be Shia LaBeouf and
I'm assuming so. I haven't heard, but I'm assuming so. I think that they both had a three-picture deal when they set out for this. It was intended to be Too Skinny? Megan Fox.
That's it.
Still hot. Call it what you want. Of course, we've also heard that there's a new Autobot that's going to be in the film that's a Ferrari. But we don't know anything about it. I don't know if it's someone created directly for the film or they're taking a character we already know and love and bastardizing him into a Ferrari.
Liberties.
Not quite sure.
Taking liberties with the...
You say liberties, I say bastardizing. Whatever.
Okay, just saying.
So there it is. Transformers 3 news. Well, I will follow this closely because I still enjoyed both of those
movies. And you'll be the only one.
And one more bit of news before we take our first break.
Okay.
What I'm calling what could be the downfall to Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling it here.
Okay.
People are going to hate me for this. The Whedon fans are going to say I'm a traitor. Say what you will.
You are a traitor.
I think that this is a slippery, dangerous ground.
Okay.
Apparently, in an interview with Neil Patrick Harris, he says that they are developing the sequel to Dr. Horrible as a potential feature-length film.
Do, do, do.
I think this is a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
I think that when Whedon set out to do Dr. Horrible, he wanted to create an original creator-owned project that he had full rights and control over.
Right. It wasn't on Fox.
That was made for the internet. And for that audience.
That no one could cancel. Okay?
As successful as it was on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Will that audience translate over to the screen big enough to be a successful film? And I say no. And I also say that if they do actually move forward with a film, it is not going to be a sequel. I don't think that it will be a sequel. I think that it will be an expansion upon the first movie. Because I don't think that enough people have seen the web-based series for any movie studio to move forward with a sequel. I think that they will take what happened in the first series, bring everybody back.
Right.
So Penny will be there, Captain Hammer, Dr. Horrible, Moist, et cetera. And they will flesh that out into a longer, more produced, bigger budget film if they go that route.
So kind of like Evil Dead 2.
Kind of like Evil Dead 2,
except
that Evil Dead 2 and Evil Dead 1 were both kind of the same length.
Right. Gotcha.
But look, I'm not saying I don't want more Dr. Horrible. I'm not saying that you know, I hate Whedon for doing this, or I hate Neil Patrick. I'm saying that I think that this is a potential dangerous path for this project to take. I think that the idea behind this project and where this project belongs is where the first one was released. And I think that it could be very successful in that market. And that a feature-length film is dangerous and may not be successful and could kill the project as we know it.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
And with that, let's take our first break.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 185, Capped Flames On.
Hey, Kev, I just got a new bag of Cadbury Mini Eggs, my favorite Easter candy. They're solid milk chocolate eggs with a crisp sugar shell. Check out these ingredients, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Milk chocolate, sugar, milk, cocoa butter, chocolate lactose, soy lecithin, PGPR, emulsifiers, artificial and natural flavors, sugar, contains 2% less cornstarch, gum acacia, artificial colors, yellow 5, blue 2, red 40, yellow 6, lake, and blue 2 lake, and ethyl vanillin, artificial flavors. Cadbury Mini Eggs.
Available for a limited time.
Available at a store near you.
Worst commercial gimmick ever.
Hey, this is Rosario Dawson from Clerks 2, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hey, Kev and Matt, this is Chad. I'm real Kev, you know me. So clearly Matt gave you my message about how much of a donation it's going to take to kill the wrap-up, finally. And yes, I mean the part where you go over the stuff that you already just talked about. You know, guys can keep your plugs, you know, keep all the other shtick at the end of the show. But I want the wrap-up gone, and I'm not talking about, oh, we just name it something else, or, oh, we'll put it in the middle of the show. No, I'm talking about get rid of going over what you already talked about or saying what you're going to talk about or any of the other repetitive nonsense. So, let me know how much of a donation that's going to take, and good luck on keeping the show running. Thanks, guys.
So there it is.
Well, that's one person's opinion.
I like where he's going with this.
Well, he's kind of throwing down the gauntlet.
He's kind of saying, let's make this happen.
Well, here's what I'm saying, Chad, old boy.
We know Chad's a longtime fan of the show, so good for Chad.
Let's say this, Chad. First of all, I can't believe you're bucking democracy the way that you are.
He's not bucking democracy.
Because democracy indicated that the wrap-up was wanted.
And
219 votes for the wrap up versus right. 216 or whatever
it was,
12 votes
against.
You know what that means, sir? That means democracy prevailed.
Right. But.
And I've signed it into law.
But.
There's nothing you can do
it
about
it. It can be revoted on.
Oh, there's not going to be another vote.
No. But what I'm saying is, even with democracy, we have the opportunity to go back and revisit previous decisions. And like all politicians, we're dirty and can be bought out.
That said, I'll say this to you, Chad. Make us an offer. Make us an
offer. There you go.
And if your offer is significant enough, we'll drop it forever. However, there will be a negotiation period, is all I'm saying. Because you can come up to a certain point and you might get so many episodes without a wrap-up.
I was just going to say, you know, maybe the option is, you know, maybe he could, you know, depending on what the offer is, maybe we can, you know, he could buy like a year wrap-up free or 6 months wrap-up free.
Absolutely. Those opportunities are available. So
there you go.
By all means, Chad. And anyone else who'd like to comment on this piece of the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon, number one, of course, you should. We're asking you to help us out by going over to the website bigkevsgeekstuff.com, finding that donate button in the upper right handish part of the page, and sending us a couple of bucks to help us repair, rejuvenate, and replace some of our equipment, which is elderly at this point and is in drastic need of those services.
couple things about this. You're going to hear us plug this for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
When that is said and done, the donate button, not going away. We just won't be shoving it down your throat every week. You know, as the begathon goes on, we'll be mentioning it and reminding you that you can contribute and maybe get a fancy non-existent tote bag or whatever. But the donate button will always be there. And when we're all said and done, we may choose to acknowledge some people who have made generous donations. And I should say that we have gotten some very, very generous donations thus far.
We have.
And thank you to those people anonymously for now.
Before we blast off into anything else, I have some breaking news.
What's broken?
Robert Culp died today at the age of 79.
Wow.
Apparently he fell in his house and he hit his head on the way down and he's died. That's what I'm being told. Robert Culp dying today at the age of 79. Robert Culp's been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, dude, yeah. Robert Culp's been in everything, including, like, recently he's done stuff like voice work for Robot Chicken, Half-Life 2. But, I mean, let's go back.
Was he the bad guy in Basketball?
No, that was Robert Vaughn.
Okay, then I'm confusing the two. What Robert Culp's been in what?
Robert Culp's been in everything. He was the president in the Pelican Brief. He was in I Spy Returns in 94, the TV series. I mean, he's
who he was. He was the guy in I Spy with him and Bill Cosby in that TV show.
He's
in the 60s.
God, I don't know. He's been in everything. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm looking at this guy's IMDb page right now, and it just goes back and back and back. You know, I mean. Yeah, exactly. He was on I Spy. That's probably the thing that he had the most,
right?
Biggest 82 episodes of I Spy.
Right. If you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff right now using iTunes or on an iPod or an iPad or something of that or QuickTime, you can see a picture of Robert Culp right now, just like you can see pictures of other or other related images of the stuff we're talking about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. That's a feature that we enjoy. Or you can go over to the website, BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, and check out the picture gallery for this episode. So, sorry to hear, Robert Culp passed away.
All right.
79.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
DVDs that came out this week.
I got one.
There are several.
I got one.
Okay.
I had to get it.
Go.
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Right. Out on DVD this week.
George Clooney, Jeff Bridges, Ewan McGregor, Kevin Spacey, and the Goat. It's a comedy. They pushed it a lot when it was out. And it's a very, very funny movie. It's sort of based on a true story about the Army testing people with psychic powers as soldiers. It's this crazy, crazy thing. It's a really funny movie. You should all check it out on DVD. I got the Blu-ray. I got it at Best Buy. And I received an exclusive, sir. Exclusive goat bobblehead.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes. That came with my purchase.
What was that comic book that had the goat in it? Woody and Quantum and Woody?
That was a great comic. So there it is, Men Who Stare at Goats. Well, there were some other things that came
out on DVD this week also. The Blind Side starring Sandra, My Husband Sleeps with Tattooed Freaks Bullock. Toy Story 1 and 2 released on...
My ex-husband. So yeah, yeah. Freaks,
Toy Story 1 and 2, Mad Men.
On Blu-ray,
three.
Sir.
On Blu-ray, right.
On Blu-ray.
Mad Men, Season 3, regular and Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
Wes Anderson's The Fantastic Mr. Fox, nominated for Best Animated Picture this year.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
Why?
That animation bugs the crap out of me. Yeah. I just don't... It's all choppy and weird, and I'll never see that movie.
The Brothers, out this week.
Oh, that was the other one.
Yep, Tobey Maguire, Jake Gyllenhaal, Natalie Portman. That's out on DVD this week.
I should have picked that up.
I think that might be it. Oh, and for Just Mike, In honor of him not being here tonight, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the complete sixth season, out on DVD this week.
So. Why is that in honor of just Mike?
Well, because it wasn't. Was she younger than 18 at that point?
Wow.
Just saying. You can't
wait for the guy to be here to insult him.
No, maybe it's much easier to do it when he's not
maybe
here.
Maybe that's why he's MIA, sir.
Why? Because I'm insulting him?
Because your poor treatment of the boy.
Oh, come on. Come on. Just now saying. You're just being silly.
I'm just saying.
All right.
He's cut all ties with you.
He has. He doesn't want to talk to me anymore. Ignores my phone calls and text messages. I must have pissed him off.
I don't know what you did, sir, but
I'm not sure either.
May it cost us a producer.
That's terrible. What did I do?
We should find that out, because that's so we gotta start advertising.
We gotta put the call out again? Jeez. No, I like Just Mike.
I love Just Mike.
He was doing so well. I was so proud of him.
I hope you didn't scare him off.
I hope not. All right. Moving on.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comic books to check out this week. I picked up from Dynamite Black Terror number 9. This is one of their superhero project books, which I think is terrific. And I understand this one might be coming to an end very soon.
Well, that's sad.
Although I'm unaware that it's supposed to be a miniseries or not. I picked up the Alex Ross cover. Big surprise there, I know, for everybody. From Boom Kids, I picked up Disney Pixar's WALL-E.
Yes, I saw that was coming out this week. Is that issue one of them?
No, this is issue four,
sir. Yeah, I was
going to say,
that's in a couple. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's great about them? There's very few words. It's just like the movie. Not a lot of text going on.
I'm waiting for all these Disney books to be collected. Because really? I want to read The Incredibles. I want to read WALL-E. I don't want to read Cars. But
what a surprise. Captain America 604 with the second feature Nomad in the back. It's the Nomad girl in the back. And this this issue actually features the Falcon in a larger part of the book. And I guess this is in some way tying into the return of Steve Rogers, or has that already occurred? Or
I don't know.
I'm a little behind on Cap, so clearly. I'm not exactly sure who we're seeing and what we're going on here in Cap. But in any event, check it out. Looks like it's probably a good read. That's a ringing endorsement. from DC, Streets of Gotham number 10 with the second feature Manhunter in the back. This one's the one written by Paul Dini, art by Dustin Nguyen. This has been a great book so far. 10 issues worth of terrific storytelling, and this one is no exception, so check that one out. You had a couple, you said?
I did. I'm a Green Arrow fan, and so I'm following this Rise and Fall storyline. And out this week, uh-huh. Rise and Fall, The Rise of Arsenal, number 1 of 6, JLA book. So that's out this week. Also, if you're a fan of Tank Girl, there's a new Tank Girl book out this week by IDW. It's Tank Girl, The Royal Escape. So you might want to check that out.
Okay.
And then The Guild, number 1, out this week. Very exciting.
Now, what about The Guild? The Guild's written by Felicia Day, right?
It is written by Felicia Day with art by Jim Rugg, I believe is the artist that's on the book.
You know what they haven't captured in the art in the book?
What?
Her eyes. Love. You ever just stare into her eyes? Is a many splendid. First time I saw Star Wars, sir.
Are we going to get stuck here again?
What? Sorry, what?
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean,
I noticed that you got the lamer of the two covers.
I didn't get the lamer of the two covers.
Oh, I entirely
got the Felicia
disagree,
Day cover.
Sir. She's on both covers.
I
sir.
Got the one that's just Codex.
I got
it's,
the one.
It's the Codex cover.
Yes, I got the one with the good art.
With the group. Well, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. That's true. But I felt this one had the better art cover, so that's the one that I got.
So this, I believe, is going to be at least a miniseries. This isn't a one-off, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
And, if you're a fan of The Guild, you should check that out.
some other bookie type collectible thingies to mention. In the straight up comic book category, I bought the Star Wars Omnibus from our friends over at Dark Horse.
Okay.
Now check this out. For $24.99, you get almost 500 pages, like 450 pages almost.
Right.
Of Boba Fett stories.
Nice.
This reprints, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
This reprints Boba Fett, Enemy of the Empire, Underworld, the Yavin Yasilica, Empire number 7, Sacrifice, Empire number 28, Wreckage.
Are you really going to read the entire list?
Boba Fett, Overkill, Boba Fett, Salvage, Boba Fett, Twin Engines of Destruction, Boba Fett, Death, Lies, and Treachery, and Boba Fett, Agent of Doom. Almost 500 pages, sir. 473 pages of story, not counting pinups and other things that are in there. $24.99 gets you the whole kit and caboodle.
Sounds very exciting.
It is very exciting. Don't you like Boba Fett? Are you gay?
No, I like Boba Fett.
Come on, tell me honestly. Are you homosexual?
No, I'm not homosexual.
Is that why you're not excited about all this great Boba Fett stuff being in one volume?
No, I think it's a great buy, and Boba Fett's awesome. And you know what? We like the Star Wars omnibuses. We've talked about them before, and you know, I'll find it in a 50% off bin in a couple of months.
And you're sure you're not gay?
I'm positive I'm not gay.
All right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I could see it if, you know. Anyway, I also picked up this week from Image Comics over at imagecomics.com. I picked up the Titan edition of I Kill Giants. What is I Kill Giants?
I don't
Kev?
Know. You tell me. What is I Kill Giants?
Barbara Thorson is your new hero, a quick-witted, sharp-tongued fifth grader who isn't afraid of anything. Why would she be? After all, she's the only girl in school who carries an ancient Norse warhammer in her purse and kills giants for a living. At least that's what she'll tell you. But where does the fantasy end and the reality begin in the heart of this troubled girl? More importantly, what if she's telling the truth? So this one's written by our pal Joe Kelly, who we've talked about a bunch of times.
Sure.
Always on the same plane for Joe Kelly going to San Diego. Always, always, like 5 years in a row. And illustrated by J.M. Ken Nimura. It's a black and white book. It's really, really kind of a neat-o story.
Fair enough.
And the art is really exceptional. It's a hardcover book. I'm not exactly sure how many issues this reprints.
Okay.
Because I didn't crack mine open yet, but I'm telling you, it's oversized. It's got a reprint. I mean, there's got to be like 20 issues in there, wouldn't you say, thereabouts?
Yeah, but, well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe, right? It's definitely many issues. Nice hardcover. And I don't know if this is the whole story or this is volume one or whatever, but I'm really looking forward to it. So many people have told me what a great book this is. People who I trust and know in the industry, and not Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly told me about this book, said I should check it out, but I didn't go on Joe Kelly. I went on other people. So
there you go.
There it is. So check that out from imagecomics.com. You can check out a little bit more about that. From our friends at Fantagraphic Books comes the latest Complete Peanuts volume. This is 1975 to 1976.
Wow.
Yeah, at least we're getting in the 70s.
Yeah, we're almost to modern times.
In modern. Modern. Yes, every single strip that appeared between 1975 and 1976. All of them appearing in this fine reproduction. I mean, this is volume 13, sir. I could be wrong, but
that's pretty epic.
It is. And it's going to run you $29, but guess what? Worth every nickel, I say. It's going to be a hell of a collection once it's all together, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a nice piece.
It's got that long format, so you get the strips in their original presentation.
Right.
And, dailies and Sundays, 1975 to 1976. terrific. Nice. And finally, one more little Peanuts thing to mention. Where was this like 20 years ago? Everything I need to know I learned from Peanuts.
There you go.
So what this is, it's one of those small, tiny little books, about $13. And what it is it has little life lessons in it about a variety of different topics. So in other words, when you open the book, on the left side, you're going to get how to have a good conversation. And then on the right side, you get a strip from Peanuts,
right,
which explains this, how to be a success, how to win a girl's heart, how to make friends, and so on and so forth. It's a cute little reproduction book in along the lines of everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten, everything I need to know I learned from, I think there's a Star Trek one. I mean, it's in that feeling, that series of books, sir. And it's part of the 60th anniversary of Peanuts.
Right.
So
there it is.
There it is. That's really exciting. I really like when they do neat stuff with Peanuts.
Peanuts in it.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Moving along to product this evening.
What do you got?
I don't have anything this week.
I got two things.
I'm light this week.
I got two things. The latest Star Wars official Starships and Vehicles collection. I got the Imperial Speeder Bike.
Nice.
Now, we've been talking about these for a while. These are kind of die-cast miniature versions of Star Wars vehicles. They come with a little magazine which has a whole bunch of information, pictures, and stuff on the inside of the magazine, which is really cool. And the miniature is mounted and contained in a plastic display case that has a background in it that
right.
you can see there. And yeah, these are great pieces. I say they're a little on the pricey side. I don't remember exactly how much they are, but I think they're well worth it. Together, I think they make a fantastic addition to any Star Wars collection.
Absolutely.
Especially if you have a favorite vehicle, like mine happens to be the speeder bike.
Right.
Happens to be my favorite vehicle, so therefore it is all too appropriate that I have gotten this. But your favorite vehicle might be the Y-Wing, which also came out this week.
Right, right.
And other ships as well. They've been doing this in Europe for a while.
Uh-huh.
And recently started doing them in the U.S. There's also Star Wars figure magazines like Metal Figures coming. Also, those will be starting soon. They open with a two-pack of Yoda and a Stormtrooper.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's coming very soon. So check that out. We don't have a website associated with these, right? I don't think we found
we do. We posted it last time.
Europe one?
I don't remember what it was, but I'll find it again.
Well, Google it. Goodness sake. Everybody Googles.
That sounds dirty.
Last thing I want to talk about tonight is I want everyone to go over, if you collect Star Wars or G.I. Joe in particular, but not exclusively to those, really anything in the 1/18 scale or 3 3/4 action figure size scale, I want you to go over to MarauderInc.com. MarauderInc.com. I want you to check out an item which I think may be one of the groundbreaking items in toy collecting in recent years. I'm saying it. Their display stands for G.I. Joe and Star Wars. Now, this company makes, they do a lot of gun repros and things. Like if you're missing your, you know, G.I. Joe gun, this gun, and they have other little accessories like that. Yeah, they make all that stuff. And it looks like it's really great stuff. What I want to talk about, though, is the bases.
Okay.
Okay, bases are, I got the clear ones. They also come in black. They look like a puzzle piece.
Right.
Right? What's great about them is these bases lock together.
Right. I was looking at this before.
Uh-huh.
That is an awesome feature.
Yes.
Because with traditional bases, mm-hmm. right, like round bases that you get with a figure, you have this, if you're trying to display like a group of figures that all have round bases, you have this gap between figures.
Right.
This, and it's an awkward gap, and it's like awkward on your shelf. It's uh-huh. an awkward way to display them.
Right.
This eliminates that issue.
Now, in addition to these fabulous bases that lock, and you can lock them together in all sorts of different ways. Now, for those of you that know, I'm an Imperial Army builder. Therefore, I build squads of different guys, like five guys in a squad, right, and sometimes a leader with that squad. You can line them up. They all line up perfectly. You're not wasting a lot of space. I got the clear because my display case, this display case in Studio A, lit at top, glass shelf, so it allows as much light as possible to keep traveling downward. Right? You know what else you can do with these?
Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
You hook them together. You can hook them together like on let's call it one plane.
Right.
You can also use them to build by locking, let's just take four of them, by locking four of them together in a square, you now have a raised.
Right. You have a second tier.
Yeah. You now can create a second tier of stands, you know, kind of like a lift.
Yeah.
And it's still clear, still allows the light to travel, but you get much more, you're able to display much more. Not to mention the fact that you can link these together and do action poses because they're so well crafted. So that the weight is nice, the thickness is nice. I really have to tell you, I was worried about these being flimsy and not good.
Yeah.
They're anything but. They're perfect.
And we should say, I mean, I guess they're intended for Star Wars and G.I. Joe, but, you know, 3 3/4 scale, you've got Hasbro pieces now.
Stuff now, right.
We've got Mattel pieces now.
Right. This has two different size peg holes. I think it's based on Star Wars pegs, I think.
Right.
Which are the old pegs, which are larger, and the new pegs, which are narrower. One assumes anything that has a pegged foot will likely fit in one of these two pegs.
Correct. Therefore, I mean, I would think so, at least.
Yeah. So, therefore, you're set. You should be able to use these on other products.
Absolutely.
Now, if we're wrong about that, we'll take our lumps, I'm sure, from Marauder Inc. But that said, they're perfect for Star Wars.
They are. They're
perfect for G.I. Joe.
I almost wish that with the awesomeness that is, that they would consider maybe making them for bigger scale figures, perhaps in the 6-inch range.
Maybe they would. Maybe they should consider that. I don't know. That might be a little pricey. Look, go over to MarauderInc.com. Check them out for yourselves. Take my word for it as a collector and somebody that you trust that these are the bases you want if you are doing any kind of, we'll stick to the ones we know, any kind of Star Wars or G.I. Joe display, these are the bases you want. Get them in black or get them in clear, whatever is your preference. You can check out pricing and all that over there. They you know, the price goes down the more you buy, which is a great thing. And I want to give the website out again. It's MarauderInc.com, MarauderInc.com, MarauderInc.com. And, if you have questions or something, email them, you know, they got right back to me with my questions. They were really, really helpful. They really looked out for you. I got the package turned around in no time. Nice. All of a sudden, they were here, and it was fantastic. I cannot praise these things enough. They are awesome. Awesome. Can we get the link up on the...
we'll put it up there.
On the site, because I really want anybody with any type of collection like this really needs to check these out. And with that, we'll be right back to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode
185.
Yes, Cap Flames On. And it'll be the wrap-up of Cap Flames On, because no one has made a donation worth killing the wrap-up. Hear that, Chad? Do ya? Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean, a fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
Cotton candy, A&W cream soda, crushed pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to jellybelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite Jelly Bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors, like mud pie and berry smoothie.
Margarita, orange juice, orange sherbet, peach,
peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jules Day from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 185, Cap Flames On. Of course, tonight we talked about Chris Evans being cast
whoa,
as...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't leap right into it, sir.
Why?
You have to give credit where credit is due. This is the Chad wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 185.
I don't think he has to sponsor the wrap-up, sir. I don't think that's the point.
I think until he donates us out of sponsoring the wrap-up, it's Chad. Where's he from? Chad from where?
Well, I think he was from around here. We knew him.
Where's he
you
from
know him?
Now? Ohio?
I think he's in Ohio.
Chad
now.
From Ohio presents the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 185. OG, what did we talk about on this episode, Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We talked about Chris Evans being cast in the role of Captain America, of course. Captain America, Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers, you know, he would have a really good part in a team book. Right?
I think
he belongs in there.
Well, Steve Rogers has been part of other team books in the past.
But, like, coming back in the future?
You know who he'd be a good teammate with?
Who?
Moon Knight.
And
Valkyrie.
And Valkyrie.
Moon Knight
and Valkyrie.
Valkyrie and Steve Rogers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I wonder if it's Steve Rogers as Cap or it's Steve Rogers as some other... Because you know he's been other characters.
Well, I'm just thinking just Steve Rogers
Let's just call it Steve Rogers for now.
That's what I'm saying.
And then... So we got Steve Rogers, Moon Knight...
And Valkyrie.
Right. And it would have, because it's Steve Rogers, I'm sure it would have to be in some way tied to the Avengers.
Perhaps you would think that. All right.
And it would be very secret.
It would likely be secret.
A lot of secret characters.
Perhaps.
So secret characters.
Well, this is a book we're making up.
We're totally making this up.
This is out of left field. Just picking people
and
putting them into a book.
Some sort of Avengers secrets, Avengers something.
Warner Brothers to kill the Harry Potter franchise and bring in DC.
It's not killing.
Well, no, it's ending and DC's stepping up.
Yeah.
DC is going to be the tentpole movies
of
Warner.
Let me try to give you the difference there. Brett Ratner.
Not canceling. Yes.
Brett Ratner killed the X-Men franchise. The Warner Brothers is ending the Harry Potter.
One could argue that Bryan Singer killed the X-Men franchise and he's out on X-Men First Class. Louis Leterrier is in.
Correct.
Also, we talked about Sony's Popeye in 3D, all CGI. We talked about the Monster Squad remake, Laverne and Shirley by Jamie Foxx, and Overboard by Will Smith.
We also talked about Marvel Man, a.k.a. Miracle Man, returning to Marvel Comics in June. It's a lot of reprint hooey nonsense of the English Miracle Man or Marvel Man stuff from Warrior Magazine from way back. It's not the good stuff. It's not the stuff that made him an iconic character. That was the Alan Moore stuff done by Eclipse in the 80s that's still up in the air about who owns it, and we're going to have to wait and see what comes of that.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog sequel feature film. I say, uh-oh. Warner Brothers trying again to revamp Spy Hunter. Transformers 3 casting news. And I think we're done. Moving on.
In segment two, we talked about some DVDs, including The Men Who Stare at Goats. I got the Blu-ray edition with the exclusive goat bobblehead.
Also out, newly single Sandra Bullock's The Blind Side. Toy Story 1 and 2 on Blu-ray. The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Mad Men Season 3. And Brothers.
In comics this week, we talked about Streets of Gotham number 10, Captain America 604, Disney Pixar Boom Kids WALL-E number 4, Black Terror number 9.
Also, we talked about The Guild number 1, Tank Girl, new book by IDW number 1, and The Rise of Arsenal, part of the Rise and Fall storyline.
Right. Also, from Dark Horse, we talked about Star Wars Omnibus Boba Fett reprinting about 500 pages of Boba Fett stories. We talked about I Kill Giants, the Titan edition from Image Comics. We also talked about Fantagraphics, latest in the reprint series of Peanuts, 1975 to 1976.
Right.
And the very cute, very gift-like, Everything I Need to Know I Learned from Peanuts book. So you can check all of those out at their various internet locales.
Right. Oh, moving into product that we talked about this week. Two things, both in some way tied to Star Wars. First thing up
was the Star Wars vehicle collection. The latest one is the Imperial Speeder Bike. Others have come out as well. And we want you to check out Marauder Inc., MarauderInc.com, and check out their action figure bases for, we're saying Star Wars and G.I. Joe because we don't know if they apply to other things. I'm guessing they probably do. But in the case of Star Wars and G.I. Joe, you've never seen anything like it. I'm telling you, if you have any sort of collection of G.I. Joe or Star Wars that you want to display and display well and safely and securely, you need these bases. So go over there and check them out, and all their other products as well. There are other ones.
And I just want to say that the hunt is on.
Oh, is it?
Contest from last week's
right.
episode.
The Shady Dragon Inn article search.
For the supplement. We may have a winner. I'm not declaring him winner yet.
Okay. Do you have a copy of the article?
That's why he's not the winner yet.
Oh, I see.
But quite possibly by the time we record next week,
We
may have a winner.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
The fans are rabid.
You know
They're
what?
Coming to my help.
You know what? Since the fans are rabid, we're going to give away a random prize. That's right. Random prize. Go over to your internet browser and type an electronic mail to geekstuffog@gmail.com. We will pick a random entry, and that person will win a fabulous prize.
Right.
There it is.
There it is. Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where you can check out all of our episodes live from Studio V. You can leave us a voicemail by giving us a call at 425-920-6050. I want to say thanks to the people who have been going over to iTunes recently and rating and commenting the show. You know, that only helps us out, and we appreciate all of you that do it. And if you haven't done it, please, please, please go over to iTunes. Find us in the iTunes Music Store. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Spread the word. Share the love.
It's only getting bigger,
I think that's
guys.
It.
It's only getting, I mean, you know, assuming that a few more people go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and find the donation button, the donate button, and are able to share a couple of bucks with us to help us repair, rejuvenate, and ultimately replace
right.
some of the equipment, helping us bring you Big Kev's Geek Stuff each and every week. We're asking that you do that. We are in the middle of the Big Kev Begathon 2010. And yeah, so if you could help us out with that. We of course, we didn't want to get to this point, but we're here now and we're asking. And so if you're enjoying the program, sending a couple of bucks our way would really go a long way to helping us out. So thanks.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. We ain't got nothing else.
And
go home.
This is the point where we would turn to Just Mike, but he's not here.
He's watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the complete season 6, out
yeah.
of DVD this week.
Is he?
And on that note, we cue the music. We'll be right back.
come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. Despite those nets of tuna feats, we thought that most of you were sweet.